Access all areas with Joanna, Shimonides and Stephen Lang on FUBAR Radio.
Allowed to open the show today.
Oh, I love that Girls Aloud.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Access All Areas with me, Stephen Lang.
And Joanna Shimonides.
Fabulous. Looking very, very festive.
Very Christmassy.
I literally warned you.
Yeah, I warned you I was going to walk in looking a bit like a Christmas tree, but I think I pulled it off.
I really think you have. It's a really nice dress.
I love that. I'm a bit fuming because when I did my hair, it's like leaning to one side away from the camera. So you've got the bad side, whoever's watching this.
Keep that in mind.
Love that.
Why are you dressed up?
I'm going to a House of CB party. at first I was like, oh, I was going to be really tired. But then I thought, apparently, like, everyone's going, so I have to be there.
Okay.
So I'm wearing one of their dresses. Gorge. Shining, glowing and all that.
And it is but, like, yeah. I mean, we're a month and a half away from Christmas, but you are bringing the festive cheer.
Nice
this
and
evening.
Early. Well, yeah, we wanted to play a bit Christmas songs, but we're going to hold back, aren't we?
Yeah, we were told by our producers that we weren't allowed to play any Christmas music. But I actually can just search for a Christmas song and play one.
Let's just do it. Have you got any, like, you know, when you press that button with the sounds?
Yeah.
Any, like, tinsel sounds?
No,
like,
tinsel, the sound of tinsel. You might be able to hear my belly rumbling, actually.
You're hungry.
I'm starving.
I had a Cornish pasty before I come in.
What?
Heat up in the microwave for 2 minutes, so
oh
weird.
Oh, my God. How are you so tiny?
Oh, well, I mean, one way to explain that.
With the gym?
No.
What?
Toilet. I'm actually joking. Where am I?
So you were at the ITV Palooza this week. How was that?
Well, I mean, the whole event itself was amazing, but I mean, I was jet lagged from LA. I had half an hour to get ready, had my dress taken in an hour before the event. I looked like an absolute toe.
You really didn't.
If I explain myself in one word, it would be a toe. Everything about myself was
toe-y. I didn't get toe vibe.
No, honestly, I literally was like, you know, you just didn't feel yourself because you didn't try and make an effort. Everyone else looked beautiful. I was like, oh.
You 100% looked stunning. I have
thank
the
you.
Paparazzi pictures that I saw, you look lovely.
Yeah, well, thank you, but I just didn't feel it, did I? Well, you've moved into your flat now.
I have, yeah. I'm all in.
Have you got a sofa now? Because I remember last time you said you were sitting on the floor.
Yeah, well, I had these little camping chairs that I was sitting on. No, I do have a sofa now. I'm getting a man to come around and put my curtains up on Saturday.
Fantastic.
So I don't have to wake up with the sunlight.
This is it.
Yeah, it's all going.
It's the start of something new.
Yeah, it is. And it's actually weird because I thought, and I was just actually discussing this outside, I thought maybe I'd feel a little bit lonely living by myself. Mm. There's no one else on my floor at the minute, which is quite odd.
Oh.
But actually, I'm kind of loving it. Like, I'm not...
Yeah.
I can just watch whatever TV I like.
Yeah, I feel like you're a bit like me. I enjoy my own space. Like, I'm okay on my own. If I was the only person left on this earth, I'd have a dog and myself and I'm happy. I'm fine. So,
you'd
feel
find
you.
Ways to entertain yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I need to get you a housewarming gift.
Oh, thanks, babes. Yeah, well, get me a bottle of wine from the pub next door.
Love that.
I
will do.
Have you seen the lineup for I'm a Celebrity?
Yes. Caitlyn Jenner has obviously, like, is the big thing now.
Yeah.
Caitlyn Jenner. Because obviously, Bruce was in, wasn't he? Apparently Bruce did.
Yeah, so
I'm
Bruce in the, I think in the American one, right? Or something?
Because someone was saying that and I was like, I didn't see him on it. So
no.
Obviously it might have been the American one.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah. I think it wasn't the British one. Yeah, so that's obviously a bit controversial because she knows what's coming.
Yeah, she's eaten those kangaroo balls, hasn't she? She's had a taste of that.
Yeah. Oh, he was, American one in 2003. Thanks, producers. and then also, I'm quite excited about Nadine Coyle from Girls Aloud.
Yeah.
I think she's going to be quite good. Everyone is saying that Ian Wright's going to be the favourite to win.
Even Roman Kemp.
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
So I reckon he'll do well.
Yeah, I think he'll be popular and he's a good looking boy.
Yeah.
So
there's a good bunch there, but there's no reality stars. We need to throw
Miles from Raxu, he was on X Factor.
Yeah, but that's not reality.
Well, he is, kind of.
No, because he can sing.
Oh, so he's showing his talent.
He can sing. I mean, but we need to find some reality people because we're all drama queens out there.
Yeah.
So I think we'll do well.
Did you see any of the Love Islanders at the Palooza?
Yeah, they were all there. Everyone was like reunited, which was really, really nice, and saw them all. And they all went out afterwards. And I was like, I ain't going out. They were like, come on, you have to go out. I'm going to influence you. And I was like, absolutely not. I'm so tired. If I go out, I'll be an angry little thing in the back, like.
Are they quite boozy, those ITV parties, or is everyone quite sensible?
I mean, it starts off sensible and then everyone starts drinking. But then, I don't know why, everyone covers it up really well, because I was really looking out for some drunk people and there was no one.
Really?
Yeah, have you ever been to one before?
Not to an ITV one, but I've been to like TV Choice Awards and things like that, and they can get quite messy towards the end of it. Yeah, because once the awards are over, then everyone's a bit like, going to the bar.
Now.
Yeah, it's all free. So everyone's like, yeah, getting a bit crazy. And you've just been in LA as well, haven't you?
Oh my God, I cried when I left. I was in my room like...
What were you there for?
So I work closely with JD, the sports brand, and they invited me to LA for the Logan Paul and KSI boxing match.
Wow.
And obviously I've started up my YouTube now.
Yeah,
it's finally
out.
And so that was like the perfect opportunity to go out then. I'm not even joking. I was so sad to leave. I literally was crying.
Oh, babes.
It's another world out there. They're in their own little bubble and I love that.
I've only been to LA once and do you know what I didn't like?
What?
The traffic.
Yeah, but I mean, I've just been stuck in traffic, so it's just the same, isn't it?
It's true. But I found it, because we were staying in central LA, and then we'd go to like the beach and we'd get an Uber to get there. It'd take an hour and a half. And you're like, yeah. This is like a 6 mile journey.
You could run it quicker.
Yeah, yeah. But also that's the problem. It's not like a walkable city either, is it? Like,
I heard about
that. The distance is so long. So what else did you get up to while you were out there?
We went on a hike to the Hollywood signs. Obviously, ooh, you can't go all the way there. Yeah. And then we had like a pre-party. We went to the boxing, and then we went on a night out one night. It was just like magical out there. Like, I absolutely love it. So if anyone has not been yet, please go.
And what's the weather like at the minute?
So hot. I mean, really? I come back, everyone's like, you're tan, but I look a bit grey today. Do I look grey?
No, I don't think you look grey, babes. No.
You look more tan, you know.
I never tan. I'm just a constant shade of pink or grey, like somewhere between the two.
I love it.
Sad times.
That is so funny.
Going back to I'm a Celeb though, will you be watching?
Yeah, I'll definitely
be watching. Because I know you're not necessarily always up with your TV, are you?
Yeah, no, but I think the reason I'll be watching it is probably because Caitlyn Jenner's in it, not going to lie. I just want to see her like out of being filmed and edited and into like, okay, this is real life now. Let's see what she's like.
I'm kind of intrigued. I've got the feeling she's going to be a bit grumpy.
Yeah.
And a bit like
knows is she like the it girl?
And a bit like doesn't take any crap from people and I don't know.
Who would you want to win?
Looking at the list, I'd probably say Nadine because I think she's probably got the most to gain from winning.
Mm.
I don't think any other girls allowed have done it that I can remember.
What would she gain though?
She's quite funny as a character, yeah. And I think people don't really know that about her, and maybe it would be interesting to see that side of her.
Yeah, do you know what I'd be annoyed about if I was an I'm Celebrity? I'd be asking them what they're all getting paid. I'd literally be like, okay, so what did you get paid? Because I got paid this. They said they had a budget. Clearly they don't.
Yeah. Because they do pay them all different amounts, don't they? Apparently Caitlyn is getting
£500,000.
And I bet the guy from X Factor is probably not going to be getting the same.
Absolutely not. He will be getting probably a third
his
of that.
His expenses.
Yeah, 500k.
The flight out there, yeah.
See what I mean? Like money, just like that.
Yeah, 500k. You imagine that would like change your life. But to Caitlyn Jenner, it's probably a drop in the ocean.
But have you got to stay in there a certain amount of time before you get kicked out? Before you can't get paid? Is that right?
No, I don't think so. I think because it's only last 3 weeks, isn't it? So it's not that long of a reality show. It's not like Love Island. How long is that for? 6 weeks?
8 weeks.
8 weeks.
But the new Love Island is, I think, 5 weeks. So it's even shorter.
Is this the winter one?
Yeah.
They're filming that in South Africa as well.
South Africa, yeah. So we're going to be at home in our hoodies, baggy tracksuit bottoms looking gross. And they're going to be sunning it out in South Africa.
All right, for some minute.
This could go either way.
Would you go back again and do it if they asked?
Yeah. Someone asked me, a taxi man asked me this. He was like, you're Joanna from Love Island. I was like, yeah, hi. And then he was basically like, would you do it again? And I said, yeah, I'll do it. And he goes, what would you do different? I said, I'd be a bit more of a bitch.
Really?
Yeah. I think I walked on eggshells a lot when I was in there. I like, just didn't know where to stand. And normally I'm not like that.
Yeah.
I think if I went in there next night, I'd be a bit more like, stand my ground. And I know what I'm there for.
I'm trying to think who you'd be like from this series. Maybe a bit more like Maura.
She was like completely herself. With me, I actually went in a shell. I went in my shell a little bit.
Yeah.
In my shell. Would you do Love Island? Dun, dun, dun.
Well, firstly, you have to be a gay version, which I don't think is going to be happening anytime soon.
Yeah, but they could bring you in and bring like another man in.
That's true. But then what if I didn't fancy him? It'd be just me and this one other bloke.
You probably have to just go along with it. Like, oh my God, he's so my type.
You have to do it anyway. Would I do... Oh yeah, I probably would.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it'd have to be for middle-aged gay men. But, you know, I'd get
this
there.
This is great. Would you ever go like younger?
My ex was 26.
And how old are you?
I'm 34 next week.
Well, that's all right.
So I was like 31 when we were together. Yeah. 5 years. That's all right.
I feel like I need to go for like an older man.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like the ones I'm going for are like my age and they're not ready to settle down. They're still faffing around.
Faffers.
Faffing around, messing around and all that. So I feel like I need an older man who knows where he's at.
But do you find older men attractive?
Cause not
that's
really.
The key. Yeah, that's the key, right?
I do know that Francesca, I hope she listens to this, she loves a good grey man.
Really?
She fancies him.
Silver Fox.
You know, like George Clooney.
Yeah.
She looks at him and like, oh, he's good.
But he's
looking.
Very handsome, like, anyway. It doesn't really matter what age he is.
Yeah,
like.
But I'd say he's handsome. I'd be like, well, definitely not go. But she would 100% go there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a good friend of mine who, like, basically only really fancies men in their 50s.
Really?
She's just not bothered about anything else.
That's crazy.
But it's just personal preference, isn't it?
Yeah.
We could just carry on chatting all evening, but we do have some guests. We have Maiden Chelsea's Amelia and Freddie.
Can't wait.
They're coming in. And then we also have Austin from First Dates. We had Cece on last week. from First Dates. Yeah. And then now we've got Austin coming in talking about the new series. I haven't seen the first episode, so I'm going to have to...
I haven't either. So actually, I did. I watched yesterday. Last night.
Yeah, it was on last night.
I didn't realise I was watching it.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, so you can do the line of questioning if you've got anything specific.
It was a really cute one, so I'm excited to talk about it with him.
Okay, cool. Well, let's play some songs and then hopefully we'll get our first guest in.
Another one. We the best music. DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his red just like he came from Maytag. Rocker with it on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down the night. Cause I can into things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Let's go.
I hope you know I'm for the taking. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow.
Taken. I heard it got these up going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady, lady. Till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that back bouquet. Call me and I could get it, you say. I could tell you gone off the door, say. Careful, mama, why what you say? You talking to me like your new bae. You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe got her running like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Busted, why you got it on safety? White girl, wear it, sit on brown liquor. I probably shouldn't be around you. Cause you get wild, wild, wild. You looking like it's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
DJ Khaled.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
FUBAR Radio presents
Callum McSwiggan.
I'm very lucky, very fortunate, in fact, today, because I am joined in the studio by the stunning, the gorgeous Lucy and the Mayor. One of the things that comes up a lot with, like, bi visibility, etc., in general, is that there can be quite a bit of, I don't want to say hate, but, like, there's almost, like, negativity that comes from within the community.
Absolutely.
As well as outside of it. Is that something that you've ever experienced personally?
Oh, speak to any bisexual about dating within the LGBT community. It's incredible how many times I've gone on a date with someone who identifies as lesbian, and the second I say I'm bisexual, they're
really?
Over it. They don't want anything to do with me.
That's utterly absurd to me. I can't fathom that. Is it?
It's a thing.
What is their logic for doing
Great
that?
Great question.
Yeah, you're like, I don't
Great
know.
Great question.
Callum McSwiggan.
Every Wednesday from 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
The gossip is kicking off already. Yes, you
already.
Can have your cup of tea, Amelia.
Coffee.
We've got Amelia and Freddie from Made in Chelsea. Hello.
Yo.
How are you guys?
Absolutely fantastic.
Love that.
I'm buzzing. It's FUBAR Radio.
Glad to have you here.
Freddie, I feel like you're in full swing over there. You're looking at the decks, you're like chilling over there.
Just for all the listeners, I am actually quite far away from everyone else.
That is true, yeah.
You're
we're
about a mile away.
We're keeping you away.
I see you.
How are you guys? What's been going down?
Yeah.
What's been going up?
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
Crazy. I mean, this girl, when the world zigs, she zags.
I'm literally like bonkers. Like, woo.
So, obviously, you guys have the new cast of Made in Chelsea.
Absolutely.
Have you guys filmed, obviously, then you're doing like, was it a take? No, what was that thing they're doing?
Oh.
Buenos Aires, that's it, my bayer.
it's not like a spin-off
that's yeah, the yeah, word yeah. So have you guys already filmed the spin-off?
They've filmed it, they've been over there. Freddie and I have been relaxing at home.
Yeah, I mean,
they've been working hard.
NFI.
I think it's more that they've got to give them something to look forward to coming home to.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's like, you know, the welcoming presence. Someone's got to run Chelly while they're away.
Exactly. That's a very good point.
We need to walk the streets.
How come you guys weren't filming it?
Well, that's a good question.
Oh. Not invited. Part of the story.
Issues.
Well, no, because it's so sort of relationship based, we just didn't happen to get the invite this time.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
It's all very gossipy at the moment, and we're sort of, we're not involved in the gossip.
Fine, got it.
Can you fill us in on any gossip going on?
Ooh.
Potentially, go on, guys, give us a little sneak peek.
What can I say?
I mean, for the last episode that's just aired, we obviously got a bit of a sneak preview of what's happening out in the old BA.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll
Jamie
see
whole, and Habs.
Yeah, Jamie Ooh. And Habs.
Living. I've got it downloaded, ready to watch.
Oh,
so I haven't.
Yeah, I don't know what else.
Well, Liv and Digby, of course, as well.
I'm trying to think.
I'm just stating names here, by the way.
just list them all. It's all good.
What was it that made you want to get involved in Made in Chelsea? Because obviously, it's one of the better known reality shows. It's been going for a long time now.
So I actually have a slightly embarrassing story. When I was at school, when HMV was closing down, so probably in the 1980s, was that? Good while ago now. I went into HMV and I had 20 quid and I was like, you know what, I need to buy a box set. I need to get involved in something. So I bought seasons 1 to 6
Made in
Chelsea in a box
set. You're joking.
Set. And I went back to school and I binge watched them, and my friends walked in and I said, lads, one day I'm going to be on that show.
That is so funny.
That's a bit like me with Love Island. I was watching, I was like, girls, one day I will be on there.
And look at you now.
High five from across
the room.
There
you go.
Well, it's quite a different beast to what it was when it started out, I think, wasn't it, Made in Chelsea?
God, it's done a 360, I think.
What about you, Amelia? How did you get involved?
How did I get involved? I literally got a phone call. I don't know how they got my number, but there we go. But I don't know, I've just been friends with like the older cast members.
I was going to say that.
Yeah. Popped on, and now I'm popping on still.
And do you enjoy it? I mean, it must be, because it's filmed quite a way in advance of when it's actually aired, isn't it? So that can make things difficult, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I adore it. I think it's so much fun, and I feel like I thrive from it now. Whereas I used to be really nervous when I was going in. I was like, oh my God.
Why? What made you nervous?
I don't know. I just get really awkward.
Just being on a camera?
Yeah. You've got cameras in your face all the time. Like,
to be fair, the first. Do you remember your first scene?
Yeah.
What was it? Who was it with?
Angus.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, at a pub, and then the next one was me going up to someone who I had a fling with, and confronting him.
See, that is what would I just
horrible.
Could not. And I know that you know, you're asked to do certain things, blah blah blah, and you know, let's have a conversation with this person, and I'd just be like, no, I'm not.
I refused. I was like, I'm not doing it.
Because it's on TV, it's harder, I think. Because imagine saying like, right, okay, can you go up to this person? You go up to him and it's like, you get rejected right on TV.
Yeah.
Where in a normal world, if you go up to him and you get rejected, it's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
So it's more fearful.
Okay, hey, what about you two though? Because obviously being on radio and stuff like that, it's pretty, you've got to be pretty confident to do that as well. So is there...
Do you think that
anyone out there listening, are there any messages you want to send that you wouldn't do face-to-face?
Yes, there's plenty of people I want to call an arsehole, but I'm not going to do it.
So, Julie.
Shout out to Julie.
Shout out to Julie for... Yeah, no, we've got to keep PG on radio, don't we?
Mm. Well, we can swear.
Yeah, you can swear. That's about it.
Poo.
That's very Made in Chelsea vibes.
Who was it that said shit that time? And they were like, oh, and we were like, no, it's all right, we say shit all the time.
You can really get away with anything on it.
Probably, yeah,
I think it was.
And so, oh, it's starting to sound like I'm a Made in Chelsea.
Wow.
Tell me more.
My accent is a total opposite. I'm like, rah, rah, rah.
What, like, I mean, because, like you said, like, I mean, I know, I tend to have, I've watched Made in Chelsea on and off over the years. Mm-hmm. And, like, at the minute, kind of, there's so much TV around. It's kind of, there's a lot of
competition.
Yeah. You know, Love Island, there's now going to be a winter series of Love Island. There's all the other reality shows. There's Netflix. There's, like, there's just a million things to watch.
Yeah.
How do you think Made in Chelsea stays relevant? I think, now,
I like that question.
That is a very good question. I think sort of it is known as the ideal life, I guess, sort of for some people. And you have luxuries and you get to be able to do lots and lots of things which other people might admire to do.
So you think it's like a glimpse into the world of... Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
And I think obviously there's so much juicy gossip as well and people sort of like... bounce off of it. I don't know why, but here
you
I
can,
am.
But you can tell it's not staged though. Like,
yeah, it's not.
You can tell it's so authentic and like everything that happens, then you see it on their Instagram, they're actually with that person, things like that. So I do think that the one thing about that is it's so authentic and real. Yeah.
Well, thank you, because nobody else thinks that.
Really? No, you can tell. I mean, I can tell when you're watching it.
There's been some apparently been some fans wanting you two to get together.
Yeah,
which, by the way, Amelia screenshotted and sent to me.
I did.
Quite
I
late
like,
one night.
Oh, so oh, late one night.
And I was like, oh, hello,
late
Amelia.
Night text and all that.
Is there any possibility of that happening?
Should I? Do you want to? Okay, I'm going to ask you now live on FUBAR Radio.
Love that. Go ahead.
Oh. No.
Oh. I was like, oh.
Rejected.
Will you not go out with me?
Why do you think they want that though? Do you think it's because you're both single and.
Well, I think we're really similar. We're both absolutely nutty.
Yeah, we're both fucking good looking, great chat. Like, what more do you want from a couple?
Couple
Our babies
goals.
Would be like,
what? Maybe out of this world.
Designer baby.
Love that. When I did see you two, I was like, do I ask? Do I ask? No, I'm probably not going to ask. And actually, yeah, go on. And then you guys said it, so perfect.
Yeah, we've got told that before.
Do you guys know each other before?
I think I'd heard of you before.
I've heard of you because of Mahiki.
Yeah.
And like he was like promoter. And
I used to work at Mahiki in marketing. Mahiki Kensington.
You did.
Yeah.
I've had one of my worst nights out ever in Mahiki.
Oh,
I'm going to blame you.
Oh,
I accept full responsibility.
Well, it's shut down now.
Right, well, exactly. I was in the Kensington branch.
Oh.
I didn't know that it's shut down.
No. Yeah, the Kensington one, but not the Mayfair one.
Oh, I did a shoot in Kensington today. Ooh. And I'm joking. We were like in like this basement, and I was like, "How much does this basement cost?" And
oh
like,
my gosh.
Like 2.1 million.
Oh
and I was like,
God.
Are you having a laugh? I would not spend 2.1 million on a basement.
No.
I'd go
no
in
windows.
Sticks and buy a huge mansion.
Yeah, or just a tree house will do for me.
Absolutely, for 2.1 million, no problem. Not a frigging basement. I walked downstairs, like, where the hell am I?
Do you guys both actually live in Chelsea?
Yeah, no, not really.
Yeah, no.
I live in Battersea.
Okay, well, that's pretty close.
Yeah.
I don't live in Ireland, South Kensington.
Yeah.
So, stones throw away.
We're fakes.
Frauds, all of us.
Have you heard trolls say, oh, I know him and her, and they're not from Chelsea, and they're all made in Chelsea before?
No, but I'm sure lots of people from my country home probably are like, why are you people saying that when she's not... Why is she on that when she's actually not from Chelsea?
But then it's weird, right? Because you don't have to just... Like, I live in East London, like, and I would say to people if they asked where I was from, I'd be like, I live in East London. I wouldn't say necessarily, like...
Yeah, Southwest London.
Yeah, West. Yeah, fine, babes.
Same time.
What can we expect from you guys in the rest of the series? Can you talk about it? Probably not.
Probably not, yeah.
Well, wait, in the rest of the season?
The rest, well...
I filmed today. Yesterday.
I filmed this morning.
Did you?
I'm not sure it was very interesting
so
and we're not allowed to talk about it, though.
You sort of didn't know that when you're...
Yeah, no, no. Wait, sorry.
I didn't know that you two didn't know when you're filming. I thought you all just knew you're filming at the same time.
No, it's very last minute. No.
Really?
It's the same with Tawi, I think, because they let stuff play out in real life and then they give you a call and be like, can you turn up here?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So relationships with you two quickly. Anything on the cards, considering you're not together? With anyone else?
With anyone else?
Oh.
Not on show at the moment.
Oh, right. So Hold up.
Something a little behind the scenes.
Well,
okay.
It's not the be all and end all. You know, it's not super serious at the moment. So it's like.
I want to know who this is.
Oh, should I give you some initials?
Give me initials.
Are they famous?
I'm just going to give you the initials.
Initials, please.
I'm going to give you the initials of her Instagram.
Okay.
SL.
SL. That's my name. Do you know what I'm going to do now? Go on your Instagram, search your following.
Are you trying
SL.
To tell me something?
Go on, crack on, do it.
Okay, interesting.
Oh, she's looking. Yeah. I want to see her. I want to prove.
I want to see who this is.
SL. So it's just early stages, is it?
It's very early stages.
Maybe S.
I mean, like, it's a sort of...
Silly lettuce. Really,
no.
Silly... Sugar plum fairies.
Okay, no, that's not it. Keep looking.
You know, there's cameras.
we just caught something up.
Completely effed that one up.
Oh, she is hot.
She's smoking.
I approve.
Can I see? Can I see?
Yeah.
This is great radio.
This is so funny. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. Oh, okay.
Approve. Oh, this is exciting. Well, little exclusive here.
You are exposed.
Yeah. I mean, we did well here, Steve.
Yeah, we did. To be fair, he did volunteer it. It wasn't like we didn't have to pin him down and force it out.
Exactly.
Of him.
I love that.
Crazy stalking.
So, where can we watch Made in Chelsea? What's it on? What time is it on? What channel is it on? Etc.
Go.
Oh, pressure. E4.
Well done, well remembered.
Step one.
E4, 9 o'clock on Mondays. Yeah, well, your PR's outside will be really delighted that you managed to get that in.
They're cheering at the moment.
Mondays at 9 o'clock on
E4. Oh, I love that.
And what else have you guys got planned? Do you guys like have full-time jobs, or is this like what you're doing at the minute? What's the vibe?
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to set up a charity event, so that's my job at the moment. Okay. But I did study, so... deferred a year.
Okay.
Love. Sorting my life out a little bit.
Okay.
And then see where the road takes me.
Okay, interesting.
I work for a tech startup called Clicked, which is a dating app. And so I do PR and events for them. And it's based in East London because it's important to have a location after a startup company because that's what makes it edgy and cool.
Yeah,
if you say so. Wow.
But we hosted a speed dating event the other day. Actually, the first one Amelia came along to.
I did.
Terrifying to me.
Oh, I can't even date.
Me neither. I'm exactly the same.
Rosie, I feel like you're just putting yourself in it. Where is the shovel?
Okay, fine. If you want to find beautiful girls like Amelia, download the app Clicked.
You saw me right now, you'd be like, oh,
well,
God.
Amelia and Freddie, thank you so much for coming
thank
in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having
down.
Us.
It's been so
amazing.
Fun.
And we'll catch it. Do you say Mondays?
Mondays, 9 o'clock.
Before Monday, 9 p.m.
Yeah. Can't wait. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
You wanna hot body, you wanna Bugatti, you wanna Maserati, you better work, bitch. You wanna Lamborghini, sip martinis, look hot in a bikini. You better work, bitch. You wanna live fancy, live in a big mansion, party in France. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You wanna Maserati? You better work, bitch. You wanna Lamborghini?
skinny. Sip martinis, look hot in a bikini. You better work, bitch. You wanna live fancy, live in a big mansion, party in France. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. Now get to work, bitch.
Presents Tuesday Takeover.
Welcome to the Tuesday Takeover. My name is Cece Coleman. I am here with the lovely Gavin.
Hello, everybody.
We have Natasha.
Leggero.
And we have her husband.
Moshe Kasher.
I kind of got kidnapped on a date once.
Whoa.
We met up for drinks, and she'd had like a bottle and a half of wine already.
She was drunk.
Oh, my God.
We ended up just like hanging out back at her new place. I spilt red wine on her brand spanking new sofa.
She could have beat your ass, Gavin.
Exactly. I actually did stay the night. No. I kept hearing her getting up to lock the doors and lock windows. I had this really horrible feeling that I was locked in.
Something. Well, you were locked in.
Well, yeah.
The Tuesday Takeover. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
We're doing it again. We're just gassing, and I'm just realised, oh, we've got seconds to go before
we're talking.
No, that's the problem. We've got our third guest, our final guest.
Yeah.
The very lovely Austin.
Save me the best for last.
From first day. Tell that to the chat made in Chelsea last.
When I saw you in the lineup, I was like, this is going to be a good one. I've not like interviewed anyone for first dates yet, because you did last week.
Last week we had Cece on.
Yeah.
Now we've got the other half of...
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, yeah. So the first episode was on last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
You saw it. I haven't seen it.
Because I don't really get time to watch TV, but last night I just whacked it on, First Dates was there, and it was really, really, really cute.
It was. It was a really good episode last night. I did enjoy it. I did watch it. I do watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the lady, she liked someone who looks like Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah, yeah, and then
he
I just
walked in and looked exactly like him, and I was like, oh, this is great.
I love it when they do that.
And they both went on a date together, and I was like, this is it.
Do you find that you can tell when you see a... like straight away if they're going to click or if it's not going to work out?
Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. I mean, I've been in it
great
for 4
answer.
Years. Yeah. I've been doing it for 4 years, so I feel like you can kind of tell, but sometimes people do shock you.
Right, okay.
In what way?
So sometimes you think it's going super well, and then they get to the point where they're like, is it a yes or a no? And it's a no. And you're like, what have I been doing for the last 2 hours? Yeah. I've been trying to like...
G them up.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Get them, like...
giving them tequilas.
How did you first get involved in the show?
Well, I used to work in the Breakfast Club in Spitalfields.
Oh, and been there a few times.
Yeah, so you know they got like the secret bar downstairs.
Yeah.
But two people from First Dates, like behind the scenes, were scouting for a new waiter. They came up to my manager at the time, asked for the male staff member who had the most charisma, and she comes straight over to me.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, then 4 years later, here we are.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
How has being on the show like changed your life?
Well, I get a lot of strange looks. every day. Like
people are like, is it you?
Yeah, like even it happened today. I was in Hobbycraft with the missus, and the guy behind the counter was like, he looks just like the guy from First Dates. And my girlfriend was like, yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Is that what she said? Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
But yeah, there's a lot of that, and obviously it's a great platform to do other things.
Definitely.
Wait, look at what Fred's gone on to do.
Oh, exactly.
Know,
like, yeah. So he's stealing all of our jobs, and we're just picking up the pieces.
Oh, I love that. So obviously you did dancing.
Yeah, right? I've not professionally or nothing, but I can dance.
And do you feel like or hope that maybe a dancing job will come from this? For example, Dancing on Ice, or
I mean, if I went on Dancing on Ice or Strictly, I'd probably win. So I
messing
around.
I want it to be fair, you know.
Going on the show though, did you hope that it would give you another platform to do something like that?
Yeah, so First Dates is kind of like, for us as waiters on the show, we're kind of like the only of our kind, because we're not like main cast members of the show, for example, like Love Island and stuff. It's all about the cast.
For us,
we're kind of like part of the actual show. So we never really knew where it was going to take us, but it's definitely been, it's been great, and we're all hoping to get more stuff out of it.
Oh, I love that.
Now, I've actually, because I don't know if you still work there, but you worked in a pub in Stratford.
Yeah, I did. Village Vanguard.
I've actually seen you behind the bar in there.
Are you serious?
I've been really very drunk in that pub a few times.
So have I.
So I have a friend who lives just around the corner. So do you, obviously, because, you know, are you still working in bars and stuff?
Oh, yeah. So I still work in bars. I actually work in a gaming bar. It's a brand new gaming bar in Shoreditch called Platform.
Okay.
Come and play, like, PC games, PS4 and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Drink, have pizzas and that.
That sounds really good. Do you get recognised quite often in that environment?
Yeah. So anyone who's drunk, if it's an environment with alcohol, it's pretty much every day.
Really?
Yeah, people are more confident to kind of
pictures,
like,
and stuff.
Yeah. I actually work with Grant, so you know Grant from the show.
Okay, yeah.
We both work at Platform.
Okay,
that's really cute.
Did they hire you because of you doing First Dates?
No, actually.
not just skill behind the bar.
They might be like, you know, well, they could see you could do your job.
It does help.
Yeah.
It does help, really. I feel like I could probably get a waiter job anywhere, really.
Because a lot of people have actually said to me, oh no, they're just actors. So you actually are all.
Yeah, all of us have worked in that industry. So most of us still work in the industry. Me and Grant. Laura's obviously a paramedic now. I don't actually know what CC is doing anymore.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, don't know.
She's doing all sorts of stuff.
Sorry, my phone is just ringing. That's very
so obviously you're watching dates. You're watching people on dates every single. Well, how often do you film? Every day?
So we're not every day. So we like do filming blocks.
Okay. So is there any dating advice you would give to people listening, and also mine and Stephen, me and Stephen, because we both are single?
Yeah. I knew this question was coming.
Please give us some. I need some tips right now.
Please, like, well, help.
When I get asked this question, I've only got one answer, and that is just make sure you brush your teeth and you smell good.
Shit. Really?
I haven't done either of those things today.
Damn it.
But I do both, and I'm still single. And when I do get in a relationship, I get dumped.
I think you're
maybe you're just a really terrible person.
It's not me, it's them.
Terrifyingly beautiful, most probably. I think everyone's a bit intimidated by you.
Thank you, Stephen.
Right.
For those of you who like can't see us, it is super hot in here just because of Joanna.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. I'm just gonna push my long.
She's wearing gold.
Back.
Yeah. To be fair, like you're reflecting heat.
I'm going just because you want to be wearing this, Stephen.
I would wear that. I don't know if it'd fit me. I need a slightly larger.
I think there's
size.
A full moon outside as well, so be careful when you go outside.
Yeah.
I love this. So your dating advice is to brush your teeth and.
Yeah. So it's just like there's not really much dating advice you can really give anyone in terms of like chat and stuff, because you're only funny if you're funny.
That's the thing, right? Yeah. And also it really depends, I think, on the person that you're with, because if you vibe with them or not, and you can't do anything about that, right?
Exactly.
Like you can't.
Me and my girlfriend, for example, on paper, we would never ever match. Like if they matched us on First Dates, we wouldn't be a thing. But that's how life works. Like we're so opposite, it just works, and that's why you can't give advice apart from just make sure you smell good.
How do they match them? Is it like, do you take a personality test?
Well,
or?
How it works is, so you apply for the show, and then you go through like a nice long interview, and you tell us what you want, what you're looking for, and I think we've got over 350,000 people in the bank of people who have applied. So
I've applied.
Wow.
Well, so
have you?
Yeah, I applied and didn't even get an email back. Fuming.
I feel like maybe try again.
Right.
Going for it again.
I'm not begging.
I thought your laugh was so awkward. You know?
What were your requests in a partner?
I can't remember. It was quite a long
time
ago.
It's probably just because we couldn't find the one for you.
Oh, that's exactly,
nothing to do
yeah,
with you.
I'm sure.
Right, that's what he's been told to say.
I mean, to be fair, I can't find the one for myself, so I can't really rely on other people to do it for me either. I don't know what I think I've been through so many bad relationships. Like, I'm like, I don't even know if I'm bothered anymore
by
finding someone.
It's so boring,
someone.
Isn't it? Yeah. Dating is so boring. I find it so boring.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? Like, and that's, so for a lot of people, first date is kind of a... It can be quite a scary, and also it can be. On Sex and the City, they once said it's like a job interview with cocktails,
which
I think is actually like true. It can be like
it's
that.
Very true.
How do you think? How do you avoid that? Like on first dates,
so like turn it into like a job interview.
Yeah.
Other than like drinking a lot, I mean
that can land you in trouble as well.
Just trying to have fun, really, like because you got to think if you're really dating to get with someone, you got to remember that you're going to be with them for. More or less the rest of your life.
Christ.
Well, that's the plan, yeah.
So you need to find someone you can have fun with.
Yeah. I actually think that is the most important thing. Have you had many long-term relationships, Joanna?
I've had two.
Okay.
But I'm not really like, I'm not a serial dater. So I've had one relationship for like 2.5 years when I was 17, and then I had one for 1.5 years, and then a year later when I'm Love Island. Yum.
Well, and now you've got like, what is it, 650,000 followers on Instagram or something?
657 now. I've gone up. I'm creeping up slowly.
I've got 1,400.
We'll get them up, all right? I
bet your engagement is still more than mine.
How many followers do you have now?
31.7.
Decent.
That's pretty good.
Yes. Have you had any like Instagram blogging work?
Nothing like that. Just because, again, like because we're the background of the show, nobody really cares about.
I feel like
Instagram.
You make the show though. You guys make the show.
It's so my following's mostly like 25 to 35-year-olds who are women and like mums and stuff. So they're not really on Instagram and they're not really liking my stuff.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, it's a bit difficult.
What's like the funniest thing that's ever happened on the set?
Yes.
Well, it's actually not happened like it wasn't shown, but we were all in the green room. We've just finished a filming block and one of the dates burst through the door, just like lied on the floor. Me and Sam like just absolutely loved it. The girls were fuming because obviously these girls just burst into our changing rooms. For me, that was the funniest moment. Yeah.
That's funny. I like
did
that.
Did you ever find out what she was coming for? Did she come in to talk to you? Or like?
I don't know. I think she wanted Sam because you know, everyone wants Sam.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
or maybe her date didn't go well and she thought, what can I do? Go for Sam.
Yeah. That's most of them do that.
Do you actually get people come and flirt with you?
I get all the guys. Sam gets all the girls.
Why do you think you get all the guys?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Because I feel like you're not like, you're very
maybe.
Chilled, relaxed.
Am I? I don't know, who knows? I don't mind, but yeah. I mean, I've got a girlfriend, so it's fine.
Yeah. So how long have you been with your girlfriend?
4 years.
Wow, well, okay. So since you've been doing the show then?
Yeah, and also she turned vegan since I met her as well. Like, the day I met her, she turned vegan.
Okay. Are you vegan?
I'm not vegan, no. But,
so what did you do?
You tell me, man. I don't have a clue.
So what caused her to turn vegan then?
Me.
What is to be the key to your relationship? What do you think is
just find someone you can
with you and your girlfriend. Like,
yeah. So like find someone that you're just happy with. Really, like when she's down, I bring her up. When I'm down, she brings me up.
This is really cute. Was she okay with you going on the show?
She didn't have a choice.
Oh, yeah, you're already doing it.
Well, I'll tell you what. When they came into the Breakfast Club, they were like, "Do you want to be on first dates?" And I was like, "Shit, like." Just met a girl. And they were like, no, like, to be a waiter. I was like, fuck Breakfast Club, I'm off. Then I realised it wasn't a full-time job, but...
You're like, oh, actually, Breakfast
Club. Calling back, yeah.
Can I have my job back, please? Just 2 days a week, thanks.
Yeah, but yeah.
But you also box as well, is that right?
Yeah, so I actually started boxing with a little joke with me and Fred. I said I'd knock him out, and he was like, well, come on then, let's spar. So I had a little bit of training, sparred him, he broke my ribs. Generally, he fractured my rib.
Is this in a ring or like on the street?
No.
On the street, not racking outside a pub.
It was in a ring. And then after that, I really loved it, so I carried on sparring Fred. I actually had a white collar event last year. I won it. Got a white collar event on the 28th of this month, actually.
Oh, it's not long. 2 weeks.
For those listening who don't understand what white collar is, i.e. moi, Yeah. What was that?
So so in boxing, you've got like amateur, semi-amateur, semi-pro, etc., professional. Mm. Then you've got white collar. So like we could all sign up for a white collar and start. You get like 10 weeks of free training.
Oh, I've heard about this. Yeah, I've got a girl at work that's doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's all for charity. It's for people who aren't like committed into being a boxer, but you want to like try it.
Smacking someone about.
Exactly. So if I win this one, I might go amateur. Or if there's any celebs out there who wants to fight me, let's go.
Wow, okay.
There is a lot of fighting celebs going on here. You've got YouTubers fighting. Yeah, yeah. You've got Tommy wanting to fight KSI. Now
you just went to... I saw you was at the KSI event.
Yeah, unreal. Was it good? Crazy. It was so good. Would you have been interested in going there?
I would have loved to have go, but I did see the fight. I mean, I would have expected them to be a bit better at boxing.
Come on, KSI was going in full swing.
Well, yeah, but like...
It was going nuts.
Exactly, but there's no technique. There was no technique in it, and it just all looked like haymakers, like swinging and swinging. I hope he's not listening, but he's a bit too heavy.
He's sending for you
he's
now.
He's a bit too heavy for me. I'm going to have to put on some weight if he wants to fight.
No. You're talking a total foreign language to me, but it always sounds really great.
Yeah, no, it's so good. It's so good. So obviously there is First Dates Hotel now. I've not yet watched that. Pete Wicks was obviously on it as well.
He was.
Do you guys fly out there? Are you guys there as well?
Yeah. So we flew out there earlier this year. We're just out
Where
there.
Is it? It's in France.
It's in Italy. So the first series was in France, second in Italy, third in Italy. So we fly out there, we smash out loads of dates and fly back, basically.
Is there time for you guys to like have fun? And like,
yeah, of course. Yeah. So we do like a few days of filming and then we got a few days off and then a few more days of filming.
Oh, that's pretty good.
We went to... I had a big minibus. I was driving everyone around in a 9-seater.
Wow.
We went to Sorrento. We went to Pompeii.
Oh,
yeah,
it was
amazing.
Yeah,
See,
that's the kind of thing that this job was kind of allowing. You wouldn't be doing that otherwise.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, I'd be back at a breakfast club. Yeah, here, come down to the secret bar for the French.
And do your job... What's the platform? Did you say?
Platform, yeah, the game.
So are they all right with you going off and doing filming for blocks and all that?
Yeah,
kind of
so
stuff,
that was one of the agreements. As long as I can go and film whenever First Dates want me, then I'm happy to do shifts with them. So, yeah, they're more than happy.
Okay, cool. And when do we see the next First Dates Hotel?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Oh.
But the next episode of First Dates will be next Wednesday.
Next Tuesday. 10 p.m.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think it's going to be for the next few Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Channel 4.
Hopefully see you some cracks and more moves.
Always.
And we'll get cracking.
Let's play a little song. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And we'll be watching next week.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Christmas lights up till January. This is our place. We made the rules. And there's a dazzling haze, a mysterious way about you, dear. Have I known you 20 seconds or 20 years? Can I go? And dance around the kitchen, babe. Pictures of when we were young would hang on the wall. We'll sit on the stoop, I'll sing love songs to you when we're 80. See, I finally got you now, honey. I won't let you fall. Can I go?
Ladies and gentlemen, will you please stand? Titanic, it's true for you, lover.
Sorry, I played a bit of a depressing song there,
that
didn't I? Taylor
really,
Swift.
Yeah, was it Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift and Shawn Mendes, I think.
You not to play Taylor Swift because this is what happens.
Sorry,
Joking,
I just pressed the button. I wasn't thinking.
I think we should swap places.
Well, we're going to get you learning how to do this. We will get you on the decks at some point.
You're going to kill me with the songs I choose.
I'm happy to go along with it. I think it'll be weird because I've done this for 3 years, giving it over to someone else. But I'm perfectly happy for you to learn.
Yeah.
I told you, it's just buttons, just maybe pressing buttons.
Yeah, absolutely, no problem. How good were the guests this week?
Been really good, and some good gossip. I really do want to get on First Dates, so I'm fuming about this.
Do you know what? I think you would do amazing on it.
Really?
I really think you do. And maybe, have they done a celebrity version yet of First Dates?
Yeah, they have, yeah.
Yes. You need to put yourself, have you put yourself forward?
I'm
going to find some content. You are a celeb, hun. You are online radio station.
Thanks, babes. Would you do it?
Yeah. I'd love to do like celebs go dating or celebrities first dates. I do it all because I feel like I'm single. I genuinely am looking for someone. I just can't find them, especially now being in this industry. Mm. How the hell do you even meet people? I don't do.
It's a very good point.
Dating website and stuff. How am I going to meet someone?
Are you good at just like walking up to someone in a bar or something?
I mean, it's quite funny. Not long ago, I was in a club and I was like to Belle. I was like, Belle, I really fancy that boy. And she went, all right, I'm going to go get him. And I was like,
oh my God, the fear. And you're like, no.
Yeah, I was like, come back in now. And then she's like, no, I'm going to go get him. Brought him over. And I was like, hi.
And how did that end up?
Well, he was talking. Then next minute, someone told me, can I get a picture of them, like a group of people? And then I turn around, he's gone.
Oh.
Bye.
It didn't work out so well then.
No, so this is exactly what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Poor thing.
I think, like, overall, though, it's weird. If I was choosing between a celebrity or a non-celebrity.
Yeah.
I'd probably like, go with celebrity because they're used to the industry, but then non-celebrity, like, it's more private.
Yeah.
So is there, like, a middleman that I can go to, like...
Someone who's kind of famous but also not.
Yeah, half and half.
Maybe, like, a politician?
Ew. No. All this government talk, not for me.
No?
If they sat down,
not
I was like...
Not excited about the election then, Joanna.
So, Brexit. I'm like, you go. Toilet or something. Get in the garden.
Fair enough. I'm glad because with Lizzie and me, we spark quite a lot on politics. We don't agree.
So, really? So yeah. I barely know anything. Do you know why?
I'll tell you why.
Yeah, we'll vote. However, this is my problem. And a lot of people agree, a lot of people disagree. I feel like when they promise stuff, right, you're going to vote for what they promise, yet some of them don't follow through with it.
Yeah.
So you're promising for a lie.
Yeah.
You're voting for a promised lie, basically. Yeah. So what one do you even go for? Who's lying? Who's telling the truth?
Well,
I don't know.
You can never tell until they're in power. So
this is my problem.
I completely understand. See, I'm glad we got you talking about politics.
Yeah, it's paranoia. I'm paranoid. I don't know who to choose. Imagine I chose someone that completely lied and the other one's actually been truthful.
Yeah.
I would feel so guilty.
Well, there you go. This is what a way to wrap up the show.
I know, it's fantastic. Positive note.
Yeah. Well, lovely to see you again, Joanna.
Thank you, and lovely to see you too.
I will not be here next week because it's my birthday on Thursday, so I'm going to be getting pissed in some bar somewhere.
Love that.
And then I will be reunited with you in a fortnight.
And it's the Christmas special.
Is it the Christmas
special? Oh, no.
No. After that.
Well, I don't feel like Christmas is like tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, because you're dressed
it's
like a
dress.
Christmas turkey. That's right. Until next time.
See you later, guys.
Bye.